Shifting gears now, because it is time for our weekly sit-down with Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. And we've got to start by congratulating the four former Tigers who won the World Series last night with the Boston Red Sox. And, of course, Boston's general manager Dave Dombrowski. We got more cases of former Tigers living their best lives after getting out of Detroit.
The Tigers have become one of the top farm systems in the Major League Baseball. If you want to launch your career, play for the Tigers for a few years, go somewhere else, it's going to go great. I mean, it's not just those guys. It's Verlander. It's a long list.
Verlander walked away with a World Series ring
last year. Because he's washed up, don't forget, in Detroit. And now he's throwing fire in Houston.
It's teeth grinding for Tiger fan.
Undeniably. And the craziest part of this, though, is David Dombrowski, the general manager. Look, baseball players have got an expiration date. GMs don't. And they got rid of him. It was on bad terms in some way because it was a cold, cold ending. I don't know the details. Guess what? He's got a World Series ring, and the Tigers don't.
All right. We've got lots to talk about, the good, the bad, the ugly. Let's start bad and ugly with Seattle comes to Ford Field, wipes the floor with the Lions. What did we learn Sunday afternoon?
They're not that good.
You said that last week.
I said, don't drink the Kool-Aid. And here's the thing about it. They've shown against Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, against Tom Brady and the Patriots, they can play with the big boys. Miami Dolphins are not a bad
team. They beat the Patriots, yeah.
Exactly. So they can play with the big boys on a given day. You pointed out, and we're off the air, that they're inconsistent, which means you're not there yet. Look, I see you come in here every day. People, listeners, listen to this. She comes in here with an ankle, with a cold, you name it, whatever she's got, she's going to be here and do a great job. Steve Martin, I've quoted before, surprisingly, the stand-up comic, who said on a given day, as a stand-up comic, any stand-up comic at a certain range can have a great night. The question is, on your worst day, can you still have a good night? You're not feeling it. The crowd's sparse. The sound system stinks. Blah, 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 blah. Can you still deliver a solid B-plus performance? And the Lions cannot. Tom Brady at his worst is still pretty damn good. The Lions at their worst aren't.
Boy, oh, boy. And next Sunday, they're going to take their 3-4 record to Minnesota, playing the 4-2-1 Vikings.
Depends on which Lions show up.
Now, over to the good if you are a Spartan fan. Did you see that win over Purdue coming?
I did, and it was very solid. Don't forget, Purdue smoked, not beat, smoked
pounded
Ohio State, number 2 team in the country last weekend. So if you're a Spartan fan with the Purdue Boilermakers coming to town, you're thinking this can't be good. And they played very solid football with a backup quarterback.
This redshirt freshman, I've got to say, Mark D'Antonio talked about Rocky Lombardi's first game, and he used the phrase, he did not flinch. What does this kid bring to this team? What does this mean now that he stepped up and did so well to replace injured Brian Lewerke?
The future is bright. Look, Lewerke's only a junior. Lewerke comes back next year. Lewerke has been one of the best in the Big Ten in his 2.5 years at the helm at Michigan State, but he's clearly banged up. Maybe he shouldn't have played versus Michigan. Now, Spartan fans can wonder, with Rocky Lombardi in there, and what a name. Rocky Lombardi,
oh,
are you kidding
gosh.
Me?
right out
two
of
icons
Central
next,
Cast.
Exactly. That maybe they could have beaten Michigan, who knows? Michigan was on all cylinders that day. But Rocky Lombardi put in the best performance by a Michigan State quarterback in the first time start since Eddie Smith back in 1976. He played great. When D'Antonio says he did not flinch, I'm reminded of Devin Gardner, Michigan's old quarterback, who told me, no one knows how big that stage is until you are on it. And this kid did not flinch.
So looking ahead to next weekend, we've got the Spartans playing Maryland, Michigan hosting Penn State, and Northwestern knocked off Wisconsin Saturday. A lot of big games in the next couple weekends for teams hoping for a spot in the Big Ten championship game. What do you like right now?
It's all about to get sorted out. Michigan State, I think, will beat Maryland. They'll beat Rutgers. They'll beat Nebraska. They're going to be 8-4 probably. Ohio State is a stretch for them or anybody really right now. Michigan right now, the ball's in their court. They're going to be favored in all four of these games probably. And if they are, then they can win out and win their first divisional title since the Big Ten went to divisions years ago. So been a long time for Michigan.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.